See, I knew this music file would come in handy some point.
Oh, I thought that was you. You've been doing a lot of sniffing this week.
Oh, yeah, I have got gallons of congestion. If I could recycle that into something. Oh, we're going to... There's one sound they didn't decide to put in here, the other part. But
that's okay.
Anyway, yeah, with us on the line this morning, Kelsey DeCoast. She's the Youth Service Librarian from the Democus branch, joining us to talk about her Grossology Lab. We're looking through, Kelsey, through things that were happening in the month of October and things related to sort of Halloween and different things, and came across the Grossology Lab. First of all, how fun is it to be a Youth Services Librarian for you?
Well, first of all, I just want to say thank you so much for having me on this morning. Those sound effects were spot on. That was perfect. So being a youth services librarian is really a fantastic job. It's basically a job where you don't have to really grow up. You really do get to kind of be immersed in childhood and in sparking the imagination and the curiosity of children. So it's really a fantastic job, and I'm very blessed to be a part of the Lorain Public Library system.
So Tuesday, October 26th, from 6:30 to 7:30 at the Democus branch, you have what's called a Grossology Lab. How did this come together? Do you find out from other librarians around the place, or what's the thought behind putting this together?
So this program is actually one that was created before I actually had my current role. And so I did this program when I was working at the Avon Branch Library, and I brought it with me I'm at the North Richfield Branch Library now. So I brought it with me to the North Richfield Branch Library, but then we are actually taking it around to different locations within our Lorain Public Library system. So on Tuesday, October 26th, we will be doing this program at the Democus Branch Library, so that is correct. And so basically, this is just an opportunity where children can explore the grossness of the human body. And so we will be doing a series of science experiments that are focused on blood and on boogers and burps. So all of the gross aspects of the body that kind of kids find interesting.
You know, Bruce, I thought I had a question, but that about covered it right there, burps and boogers.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, yeah, everything that's inside that somehow makes its way outside. But so how do you put this under the STEM experiments? Explain some of the things that might be going on, if you would.
Sure. So all of the experiments that we're going to be doing are all like chemical changes. So you mix things together, and then the result is a different form of a product. So, for example, the blood experiment is fake edible blood, and so we're going to be mixing like cocoa mix and cornstarch and corn syrup all together, and it creates like a syrup covering that children can actually take home and make like their own bloody sundae so they can put it on top of ice cream. The boogers is actually like a slime experiment. And so when you mix everything together, like with the glue, you get this really sticky substance that's green that kind of looks like boogers but is really fun to play with. And then the other one, the burping experiment, is actually a burping bag. And so it would be a combination of baking soda and vinegar. And so you put that in the bag, and then the carbon dioxide within the sealed bag pops the bag open, which is kind of like our bag burping.
So aside from that, then you also teach proper manners for people how to deal with certain things?
So we do have some fun facts that we do share before each experiment that are kind of related to the various bodily function. We do talk about like special facts about blood, special facts about boogers. We do talk about how we really don't want to be picking our noses because it is germy, so we do kind of throw in some life lessons in there too, but it's ultimately just a fun program where you just get to be messy and enjoy gross science.
Do you have a special spot in the library they make you, don't do it over here, put it over in the corner, or do you put a lot of plastic on that, or are you wearing something to protect yourself? What kind of things should kids wear, I guess, also for this?
Sure. So we do take all of the precautions within the room itself. And so we do put tablecloths on all the tables in order to save our tabletops. And then the one that can get really rather messy is the burping bag, just because if it's exploding open, you might get some of the vinegar in other parts of the room. And so we do have like tarps that we put down that children can take their bag over to and then watch it burp open. And then we do also have like safety goggles that kids can wear for that specific experiment. And then we do have like bathrooms that kids can wash their hands if it gets a little too messy, and hand sanitizer. And so we do try to keep the mess contained as much as possible.
What age range is this is good for, or do you seem to have kids that come to be a part of that?
Sure. So this is, since it is kind of more of a hands-on type of a program, this is best for school-age children, so like ages 5 and up. However, this is a family program, so we do encourage caregivers to stay in the room, and oftentimes they enjoy the gross science just as much as the kids.
Oh, sure. There's all that. It's not only tactile. Is there odors involved in this at all, or is it most?
I would say maybe a little bit, because you have like the smell from the vinegar with okay. with the burping bags, and then like the sweetness from the cocoa for the fake edible blood. So there are some varying scents as well.
All right. Do you ever participate? Not for this, but do you ever also participate in story time as far as a youth service librarian too?
Yes. So part of my job is in the planning and the implementation of various youth services programs, and so I do programming for babies all the way up through teenagers. So story times are a part of that.
Wow, that's great. Well, Kelsey, we appreciate your time this morning. I know you're getting prepared for Tuesday, October 26th. Again, it'll be at the DeMoncus Branch Library this time around, 6:30 for that. If people want to sign up or register, how do they go about doing that?
Sure. So people can always register online on our website, which is www.LorainePublicLibrary.org, or they can also call either the DeMoncus Branch Library, which is 440-949-7410, or they can also call any local branch of the Lorain Public Library System.
Sounds good. Kelsey DeCoste of the Youth Services Librarian with Lorain Public Library System, thank you for joining us this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks. Thank you very much for having me.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
I'd add that one in there. Nobody, even the musicians decided not to put that in there. Sorry.
Bruce Van Dyke, that was right in your wheelhouse, there.
Absolutely it is. I have anything like that. Goopy things and stuff. It's all fun, so. That's good. I'm glad we were picked up on that one.
Libraries have come a long way since we were there as youngins,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, right. I was never there. If there was a kid playing putt-putt golf in the library, somebody would be in trouble for that, for the most part.